Chapter 46. Paul is free once more. Clouds were gathering that threatened not only Paul's own safety, but also the prosperity of the church. In Rome, he had been placed in the charge of the captain of the imperial guards, a man of integrity, by whose clemency he was left comparatively free to pursue gospel work. But this man was replaced by an official from whom the apostle could expect no special favor. In their efforts against Paul, the Jews found an able helper in the profligate woman whom Nero had made his second wife, a Jewish proselyte. Paul could hope for little justice from Nero, debased in morals and capable of atrocious cruelty. The first year of his reign had been marked by the poisoning of his young stepbrother, the rightful heir to the throne. Nero had then murdered his own mother and his wife. In every noble mind, he inspired only abhorrence and contempt. His abandoned wickedness created disgust, even in many who were forced to share his crimes. They were in constant fear as to what he would suggest next. Yet Nero was acknowledged as the absolute ruler of the civilized world. More than this, he was worshipped as a god. Paul's condemnation before such a judge seemed certain. But the apostle felt that so long as he was loyal to God, he had nothing to fear. His protector could shield him from the malice of the Jews and the power of Caesar. And God did shield his servant. At Paul's examination, the charges against him were not sustained. With a regard for justice wholly at variance with his character, Nero declared the prisoner guiltless. Paul was again a free man. Had he been detained in Rome until the following year, he would doubtless have perished in the persecution which then took place. During Paul's imprisonment, converts had become so numerous as to arouse the enmity of the authorities. The anger of the emperor was especially excited by the conversion of members of his own household, and he soon found a pretext to make the Christians the objects of his merciless cruelty. A terrible fire occurred in Rome. Nearly half the city was burned. Nero himself, it was rumored, had caused it, but he made a pretense of great generosity by assisting the homeless and destitute. He was, however, accused of the crime. The people were enraged, and in order to clear himself, Nero turned the accusation on the Christians. Thousands of men, women, and children were cruelly put to death. Paul's last interval of freedom. Soon after his release, Paul had left Rome. Laboring among the churches, he sought to establish a firmer union between the Greek and the Eastern churches and to fortify the believers against the false doctrines creeping in to corrupt the faith. The trials that Paul had endured had preyed upon his physical powers. He felt he was now doing his last work, and as time grew shorter, his efforts became more intense. There seemed to be no limit to his zeal. Strong in faith, he journeyed from church to church in many lands to strengthen the believers, that in the trying times on which they were entering, they might win souls and remain steadfast to the gospel, bearing faithful witness for Christ.